This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Once again, we are back. Another set of weird topics this week as we go for another all-over-the-place show that we are calling Down the Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit holes. They're just rabbit holes. Yeah, but these are not real deep rabbit holes. These are more like, what would you call a not-so-deep hole?
Shallow hole.
Yeah, rabbit shallow holes.
Shallow rabbit hole?
Yeah, shallow rabbit holes. That's what these are.
Why don't you introduce our guest we've got today, previous guest of the show and fan of the
And damn
the
good guy.
That's for sure.
This is Ocho here, Jono.
Oh, man, thanks.
He's guesting in today. We just did an episode of Behind the Eight Ball.
Behind the Eight Ball. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? That's the other podcast you're on, or one of the other podcasts you're on the network, Eric. And well, Ocho, you tell us about it. It's your show.
Yeah, it's his show.
So. I tell you what, man, the Ocho man's been every direction. We started off with sports. I thought that was goddamn boring.
Sure.
So we got rid of that. And then I brought in guys that are just want to maybe talk about everyday shit. And well, that they weren't talking everyday shit. It got a little boring there. So then we brought in some guys that, like stirring shit up. And that seemed to catch on. But then after a while, you start fucking really thinking, man, I can't keep this up. I can't keep all this headache up. So then I said, let's bring in girls. Let's get a little sex going here. Let's talk about sex and
how'd that go for you?
Comedy. And no, it didn't work out because you can never count on them coming in and doing the show with you. You know what? I like the format now, and that's with Eric, and that's with Nick, and that's with Armand, and I think we got a great chemistry. And I've been dealing with more of a what's happening, like last week. Why all the urgency for space armies and shit like that? I really think that there's something serious happening out there that they're not filling us in on. And, we covered that on the Ocho Man last week. And this week we had another good show. But it wasn't like last week because we were short Armand. Armand tells us that all of a sudden, he's got to go to a foot clinic because he's a fucking doctor, foot doctor, and he bails on the show. I mean, we're almost at the beach, man. You can't take the ladder and beat it. Anyway, I love our new format, and that's where we're at right now.
Just today, yesterday, I went around the office and got everybody's impressions of Ocho Man here. And
how'd that go?
It went great. It went great. And I was honestly just a little nervous that he was going to be like, what the fuck? But he did. He took it in stride, and it went great. Everybody around the entire office.
It was funny.
Office,
it was funny.
Everybody in the entire office had a Ocho impression. And
who's your favorite one?
I couldn't tell that one. That's the one that I thought was probably the best one.
Which one was it?
I don't know, but I couldn't tell. It was in the middle.
It was in the middle.
One of them.
Yeah, one of them.
You should make that available on your website or something or on Twitter.
That would be great. Yeah. That would be
really
great.
We'll talk
really
to Brian,
great.
And we'll see
we'll
if I can
that
go.
We'll get that put up.
You know what? If a fan sounds like me, maybe we'll have them put their
there you go. You got to put that
shit on there, too. And then maybe we
can
send them a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, get a voicemail set up for him and then have them do their impressions.
Sounds good to me. Before we hop right into the topic, though, we got a couple voicemails to hit. Shouldn't take too long. We'll hit these and get going on it. I'm not sure where we left off, so this last one, let me know if you heard it before.
Stop me if you heard this one.
Hey, guys. This is Spanky, a.k.a. Anonymous.
Oh, no.
I'm calling to give you an update on the black SUV.
Oh, okay. What's the update?
The black SUV is gone.
Okay. That's good.
I lost it in the divorce.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Okay. Interesting
Never
call.
Mind.
Well, now you're singing some country music.
Thanks for that, Spanky, Mr. Anonymous.
That was good.
Next one's a little five-seconder coming from Taddy. I bet this is going to shit on me. I haven't listened to it, but
sure.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. I get those a lot. Let's listen to that one again. It was nice and nice.
Fuck you, Everett.
I know who that is. Listen to the background voice. Start it over, 100%.
You are a CIA.
Fuck you, Everett.
Who's that background voice?
Do it again.
You know who that is?
Sounds like T. Who is it? No, just say it out loud.
It's RJ.
It's RJ?
Listen to
fuck
it again,
you, Everett.
And then listen, who could be doing that?
It's got to be Nick.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Everett.
Thank you, Nick. Fuck you, too. Okay.
Isn't that, don't you think?
It's got to be.
Replay that again.
No, that's who it is. That's who it is. Here's our next one from Steven.
Hey, what's up, you fucks?
Oh, hey, Steve,
Texas.
Thanks, Steve.
And as us people from Texas would say, I'm a little faded. Just wanted to show y'all some love and some support.
Appreciate
where the fuck
it.
Has Ultra Man been?
He's right.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
No shit.
Is that real?
Yeah.
What do you think
this
we made that up?
This was 4 days ago.
No shit.
100%.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I restarted it.
It's Steven from Texas. And as us people from Texas would say, I'm a little faded. Just wanted to show y'all some love and some support. Where the fuck has Ultra Man been?
I'm here, brother,
sure
man.
The black helicopters didn't get him. Fuck you, Everett.
Fuck you, Everett. Jesus.
That's three in a row.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great.
All right. One more and we'll get on to the actual show. Here we go. This is from Ryan Sykes, longtime listener, many time caller.
Yes.
Eric does a better Alex Jones impression.
Says you
I
do.
Think. So for that, I'm going to have to jump ship and join Team Eric. Sorry, Everett.
Bringing in the votes today. Boys.
I wonder if it's a temporary jump
bringing
ship.
In the votes today. Well, man, today, like, what am I going to do for him to go back, yeah. Right? Like, I'll do something for sure. And he's like, yeah, fuck Eric.
Man, today was a bad day on me on voicemail, huh?
Well, fuck you, Everett.
Yeah, thanks, Ouch.
Hey, fuck you, Everett.
Anybody else?
That was Satan.
Thanks, yeah. Satan. I mean, I've always known you've had a problem with me.
All right, we run into it? Let's
no,
do
I'm
it.
I'm doing it. Let's do it.
All right, so the first thing I wanted to do is I found this on Reddit. And this was an article about a man with no brain and an IQ of 126.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Everett?
So I looked into this. I looked over all your topics you had here. So what this is hold on. It's called hydrocephalus is the condition. What it is whenever you get your spinal fluid, it builds up in your brain and pushes hard on your brain and just basically forces and makes big old cavities of space. And some people, it takes up to 90% of their brain cavity, and somehow it appears that that little part of their brain can somehow take over and function as well as the rest of it, and they can still live a normal life. This guy, it's not that he doesn't have a brain. It's that so much spinal fluid in there that it's basically atrophied down to a little small brain.
It's crunched it down over.
And it's still somehow, nobody's sure how it works, but this is the thing that happens.
These motherfucker works, and he's 126 works. IQ. With a brain.
Let me ask you guys this. I don't know. Does this person live a healthy, long life? Or
he's fucking smarter than me.
I don't mean that, though. I mean, do they live like 40, 30, 50? When do they die?
It varies. A good question. Yeah, I don't know that.
It's pretty wild. I looked into some more of it. So normally whenever they have this, and like this guy, for instance, didn't even know he had it until they took like a CAT scan or something.
Yeah, say they had a headache, went to the doctor.
Yeah, and then they found out like he's missing most of his brain, or at least it atrophied down or whatever. Fuck, where was I going? Oh, the normal treatment for this is they'll put a shunt in your body. So they'll run a tube with a valve, like a one-way check valve, from your brain down to like your abdomen area, just into your abdomen, and it'll drain out that fluid all the time, and that keeps it from building up and doing that to you.
So you're going to walk around like a Star Trek action figure?
No, it's inside
it's
your
internal.
Body.
Yeah,
it's all inside your body, but it's just a tube going from your brain, inside your skull, down into your chest cavity, your belly cavity, not into your stomach, just in there to where your body can absorb that extra fluid. Because inside your skull, there's no way for it to reabsorb it. It just builds up and builds up. That's the condition. But it's apparently a real thing. I had to look it up. Hydrocephalus.
So a man with no brain.
Apparently decent at math.
That's insane. That is insane.
See, you are ready. You are ready to come out with your shit. If he would have said, no, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Well, let me tell you what I'm
Look,
talking
that's
about.
How that conversation would have went had I not provided this link right here on this piece of paper.
No,
that's true. That is exactly true.
100%. That's how this conversation would have went.
Why did you go there? You gave him all the info. Then you're like, what the fuck am I going to do with this news now?
You probably didn't expect me to read it that much and then do further further examination of the subject.
No, but I'm glad you did.
As an arbitrator, I got to say Big E won this one. Everett, 1 point here.
Well, I think we kind of agreed, but I'll take the victory.
Yeah, take them where you can get them, right? You were wrong about the U-Haul thing.
Everybody get on SerialTalkPodcast.com and put a vote in for Team Everett because I won.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was wrong about the U-Haul thing, so there's that. So the next thing I got on the list is...
Nobody has a fucking clue what the U-Haul thing is, by the way.
You do.
I do, but no.
And you were wrong, weren't you?
Yeah, I was wrong.
All right, that's all that matters. So the next thing on the list is Saturn sprouts another weird hexagon that baffles scientists. Did you read into this at all?
I did.
So what do you know about these hexagons that are appearing on Saturn?
There's a lot of theories on these. So the first one they found, Cassini, I think, started around 1992, got there, something along that lines. Several many years ago, Cassini is a probe we sent out to Saturn to circle around Saturn, take pictures of it, take pictures of all the moons and whatnot. And one of the weird things it noticed is on the North Pole, there is a giant six-sided shape, like a perfect hexagon, just sitting on top of the planet.
What?
In the clouds. Like, look, here's a...
I got him.
Show him the picture.
That's Saturn.
So This is not the original one they saw. This is what they found more recently. It's further down in the cloud tops. One of the theories actually says that there may be a giant hexagonal structure causing these patterns to form.
Really?
There's a lot of different theories on where it
exists. What planet is this?
This is Saturn, the second biggest planet in the solar system.
And they found this?
Yeah, rings. Yeah, the rings planet with rings.
They found these hexagons. They exist.
Have we been up there yet?
Not people.
No, we've
Cassini,
sent
the probe, has been there 20 years-ish.
So the fucking thing doesn't pick up the walls there if you got walls? Well, that looks like pretty damn big walls.
It's not. It's just cloud formation. So it's kind of like a vortex, but it's six-sided, like geometrically shaped.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just like a circle like it would naturally form in, say, a hurricane or a weather pattern. So this is forming like this, and it's like, what the fuck's going on here? Why are they forming lines with corners and shit when it should just be rotating normally like we would think weather, you know, happens on our planet.
One of the theories is that there's actually a structure, a hexagonally shaped structure that's several hundred kilometers tall that's in the atmosphere there that's causing this to happen.
So that's forming around that?
Well, maybe. Or there's something that object is doing to cause it specifically, like an active thing. Oh. I don't know. There's a lot of theories about what causes it.
That's crazy.
Hexagons are rather prevalent in nature, though. Huh? It's a hexagon for a fight, like the octagon. But if you think about it, hexagons are really prevalent in nature. Look at bees, for instance. That is a shape that is ingrained in nature, the hexagon. It shows up.
That's a shelter.
Well, I mean, it's good for a lot of things. It's a really...
Honeycomb is hexagons.
It's really solid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's shelter for the bees.
Well, it's where they store their food, not shelter.
Wasps. Yeah. Wasp nests.
True. They also have... That's where they put their eggs.
Yeah.
And store their honey, but yeah. I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, too. There's a lot of theories on why these... hexagons exist on Saturn, and nobody's really for sure why. Who knows? It could be a portal.
Does a wasp ever fuck a bee?
No.
They don't. Do they stay away from each other?
I watch a lot of bee porn, and you'd think if they were going to do that. No, as far as I know, they don't. Have you ever seen the giant Japanese hornets before they get about the size of your thumb?
No.
So there's video on the YouTube. You can find it. Search Japanese giant hornet and attacks beehive. Like, three of these hornets roll up on a beehive of, like, 30,000 bees and lay fucking waste. Just, they're picking up, like, with their front hands, biting them in half, throwing down just piles and piles of
these bodies. Yeah,
because
they're, like,
3 and 4 times
the bees' size.
Oh, yeah. Eventually,
they're just pissed off, dirty fucking bees.
Yeah, they just went in. Well, the hornets were. They just went in and just destroyed, wanted that honey.
Fucking laid waste to the whole hive.
By the time they're done, there's literally piles of bees on the ground of bodies of bees.
They're just evil motherfuckers.
Pretty much. They say, ow, sorry about that. They say getting stung one of those is like getting hit by a jackhammer.
Oh my god!
A hornet?
Yeah,
I've never
imagine
been stung
something
size
by your
a hornet.
Thumb coming at you with a, you know, easily
and
something like the size
like
of a rose thorn coming at you.
Yeah.
Sort of look like big orange pissed off bees.
Oh, fuck
about
you
yay
up.
Big, you know, about yay big around wings, fucking.
I wonder if they ever look at each other and get turned on. I mean, like a hornet.
I don't think
seeing
the way
a bumblebee
we do.
Or
it's more instinctual.
Wow, look at that big fat.
I don't think insects have heat, do they, so to speak?
I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
You think I know from all the bee porn.
Entomologist.
Yeah, the bee porn.
Yeah, what
guy.
The fuck, man?
So that's a weird one.
Seth Eckel asks if we've ever heard of Cicada 3301, and yeah, that's that like job application that's a puzzle that really like they only put out. Isn't that what that is, Everett? Isn't like the puzzles
right
that are put out publicly places, and I assume if you solve them, it tells you where to go and... Some people think it's a job application. And
I've heard a lot of things like this before, like the one that's sitting outside. I think it's the CIA headquarters that nobody's ever solved. It's just, what are they called?
Nobody
crypto.
Yeah, yeah. It's Cryptography.
Yeah, but they call, there's an exact name for it. Cryptoglyph or something, I don't know.
But
anyway, but
that's
yeah,
what
I've
that,
heard of it.
That group is, yeah. So I've heard of that, yes. Kings, what's that say? King Knight Travin says hexagonal patterns uses up the least space.
As compared to what, a circle or a square? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to need a little bit more from you there, Knight.
Yeah, I don't understand. You got to dumb it down for me just a tad.
A lot for
so,
him. So keep it scientific for me, but really dumb it down for Eric.
The next one, Everett. This was the one.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this. So let me preface by saying we may have lost Eric to the dark side. And actually, to most of you, this may be the light side. It's all point of view. But anyway, hit it up, Eric. What's your newest thing you're kind of finding interesting?
And now look. All I'm saying is I'm not saying they do or don't exist. I don't know.
What?
I wasn't alive. You know, dinosaurs.
So dinosaurs, you're near.
So hang on. So I just found this article.
And here we
go. It was the top 10 scientific flaws in the theory of prehistoric dinosaurs.
This comes from thetechreader.com.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. So yeah, one of the reasonings for that was the extinction level event. This magnitude would have destroyed all life on Earth, not just the dinosaurs. This would be evident archaeologically. So I think that what they're saying is that evolution would have to completely start over from scratch.
No, what he's saying is that impact itself should immediately destroyed all life on Earth, not just the dinosaurs. If the dinosaurs all got killed immediately, why didn't everything else?
Exactly. So what he's saying,
the dinosaurs did not get killed immediately. The explosion wasn't big enough to
within a radius, they got killed immediately.
Sure, within a few hundred miles, maybe.
Blockage of the sun, lack of food.
Right. It's not like a fireball traveled around the entire Earth, incinerating everything. It just didn't happen that way. It wasn't that big of a asteroid. A couple miles. That's big.
That's
huge. It fucks the shit up. But it wasn't like it blew through the entire planet out the other side like a shotgun.
No, but it likely flooded inland 500, 1,000 miles in every direction.
Sure.
From the typhoons,
sure.
Tsunamis.
And it threw up so much debris into the atmosphere, it caused a many, many year
ice age. Yeah.
Can I ask one? I don't even want to get into that deep of a fact against this, but I just like to know, how do you explain the fucking bones if I go to Chicago and I see these... all these dinosaurs that are standing up.
So what you see in those museums are replicas. They have the real bones in the back. And they'll point at the little description there. This is a stegosaurus from fucking whatever period. And they say, these are the replicas. The real bones are in the back. You can't touch the real dinosaur bones. You've never even seen real dinosaur bones.
I'll cut it out.
So if you go to AM, American Museum of Natural History, I just Googled this right now.
You did.
No, I just Googled right now because you're talking shit on it, like okay. Saying that they have fake bones out front. Apparently, this is true. The bones that you see out on display at any museum are all replicas.
Shut up.
They have never, ever, ever found a complete dinosaur ever. They found a couple bones here from a hip.
And they never actually found a bone either. Let's be exact here. They found fossils.
There we go.
There's no bone left. It's fossilized bone, which is a whole different thing.
Found that. And they've never found a complete skeleton of anything. You know what I mean? They've never, it's not like we've dug, oh, fuck, look, there's the head, the tail, the chest, the legs, the little short arms of a T-Rex. There's a fucking T-Rex. That didn't happen. They extrapolate what they think the size would be based on the size of one bone. So, like, if they've got a thigh bone, and then over in another country they find a fucking part of a top of a skull, they'll take the measurements of the thigh bone.
You mean these aren't even next to each other?
No, I mean, different parts of the continent even. Is where they're taking bones from different grave sites and trying to figure out what
animal... build
an entire dinosaur. They don't find full fucking skeletons.
I never knew this, boys.
Yeah, and so this all starts with the Bone Wars. If you look up the Bone Wars, what the Bone Wars was... And let me get
I read
wiki.
About this.
Yeah, it's just two dudes from different universities that are like the head of the field. One guy finds a dinosaur bone. This guy finds a dinosaur bone. They're in competition for each other to get their...
It didn't start that way. They were really friendly at the beginning, but eventually they start talking shit on each other.
Sabotaging each other's digs.
They both ran
out
of money.
Yeah, they start sabotaging each other's digs, putting fake bones in there for the other person to claim they found, and only for him to go, yep, that's a fucking cow ass. That's not a fucking dinosaur bone. Look at it. You know what I mean? So they're like fucking... This is when archaeology basically... When they first started finding dinosaur bones, this shit was going down. Wow. So it was corrupt from the beginning. How do we know for sure that this was a fucking thing? Back to my extinction level event. So this is what this site says the flaw is. The flaw is, it says, bear with me for a moment and assume that for a second that evolution is true. Wait, it is. That's weird. And that dinosaurs once roamed the earth. Now, consider the reason we don't see
What is this man's point of view?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He agrees with me on one thing, and that's the fucking internet, okay?
Okay, sorry. My bad.
And what we don't see any of is because at one point on Earth was hit by a giant asteroid that obliterated the Earth and caused all the dinosaurs to become extinct simultaneously. There are several problems with such a theory. As Everett said earlier, he doesn't think it was simultaneously they all became extinct. No big deal. Firstly, for an event of this magnitude to have occurred to wipe out all the dinosaurs, except deep-sea dinosaurs, which I will get to later, it would have had to wipe out all the rest of life, too. There are major problems with this. Number one, if evolution were to be true and this event occurred, then it would mean that evolution would have to have started over from scratch at that point.
How? Hold on. Evolution started over from scratch?
You've killed all life.
You haven't killed all life. All life did not die.
What did die?
Basically just reptiles, cold-blooded creatures, creatures that couldn't find food. And to say that the entire
planet... Any land mammal, animal.
No. No, that's not true at all. To say the entire planet was covered in snow and ice is just not true. I never said that. Well, there's a good swath of the equator that still had food, where things still survived. There just wasn't enough ecosystem to support those giant, the megafauna at that point. So what you had is smaller creatures that were able to subsist on smaller amounts of food, little skittering fuckers that had warm blood, mammals mostly. Without dinosaurs dying, you would never have had the rise of mammals. It just wouldn't happen.
Hmm. So we should thank them, hey?
Well, thank that fucking meteor. Because if it wasn't for that meteor, we'd likely be sitting here as dinosaurs ourselves having this conversation. They would have had millions and millions of years to evolve.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit the number two one because it suggests that they existed with humans simultaneously, so we won't do that.
Yeah, see, this is why this is one of those bullshit articles. This guy's... Anyway, sorry. I don't want to...
The next one, he says, that, like we addressed this already, there would not have been enough food or fresh water for plant-based animals to have lived. And that's what you're saying. They died out because of that.
Right.
So this guy brings up an interesting thing about elephants, and I already know you have like a fucking something to say about this. So he says, yes, elephants exist. Elephants are large. However, an elephant...
What's the problem here?
Can I finish?
Well, no. Start at the beginning, not like I have a problem with elephants. This isn't the beginning.
Listen. Elephants exist. Elephants are large. However, an elephant, which is a fraction of the size of a Brontosaurus, has to eat for 18 hours a day in order to survive. However, even in ancient times, there was still only 24 hours a day. So something five times the size of an elephant would theoretically have to eat it's five times the size of food.
Potato, potato. How often does a snake have to eat?
Well, that's a fucking good
one. And how often does a snake
have to eat? Hey, man,
that's why we do this. 4 pound snake eats once every couple months.
What fucking show would we have if I didn't bring stuff up for you to shoot down?
Okay. I just want to finish this. A 4 pound snake eats every couple months. A 4 pound dog eats three times a day. Just saying. There's different animals. They have different meta.
Do you say a couple times a month? Okay, I guess that's right. A couple times a month. They go once a week even, huh?
Yeah, it depends on how much they eat, how big it is. I'm just saying.
Tomato, tomato, I understand. Okay, so we'll strike that one down. All right.
Let's keep going because I'll strike every one of these dumb things down.
No one's allowed to question Dinothor orthodoxy without extremely harsh criticism.
Dinothor? What's the Dinothor?
Dinothor. No one's allowed to question this theory, obviously.
Who isn't allowed? Who?
Anybody.
Who?
Me.
What happens if you question it?
You're giving me extremely harsh criticism just like the article says.
You're telling me that, okay, I'm going to give anybody extremely harsh criticism who compares a fucking elephant, which is a pachyderm from now, a mammal, with a giant dinosaur reptile from a couple million years ago. Several million years ago. I mean, they lived for 200 million years.
Okay.
You know how the old story goes. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is closer to us in time than it was to the Stegosaurus.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying they live for fucking ever. Getting that out there.
So this one I thought was super interesting, too. Now, this had to do with the laws of physics.
This is some deep shit.
They were too big to have existed within the confines of the laws of physics. So the laws of physics and gravity prevent the existence of these creatures as massive as dinosaurs. And it says there's been many... Well, listen, so due to the principles of gravity and mass and the limitations of the muscular anatomy in any life form, it would not be possible for any animal weighing more than 20,803 pounds to be able to lift its own weight, hold in 1994. However, the Brontosaurus is supposed to hold the weight of over 70,000 pounds, and other so-called sauropods are supposed to be many times larger than that. So there's an issue with the neck size. A long-necked animal of that size would not even be able to lift its neck. Additionally, their blood pressure would be way too high to be able to even live. Their heart would literally explode. For reference, a giraffe has a long neck, and even its relatively tiny size in comparison to sauropods, a giraffe is essentially at the peak of blood pressure that is possible to live, having a higher blood pressure than any other animal.
Well, I'm going to give one quick little difference in a giraffe and a dinosaur, and that's the size of their brain and the amount of blood required to make it up that long neck to supply their brain. You're going to need a significantly less amount of blood for the tiny brontosaurus brain.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Well, yeah, but they're so much huger, so, I mean, maybe that tiny brain in a brontosaurus is the same as a fucking regular-sized brain.
Maybe. I mean, you're just talking crazy stuff now. The point is, I can say, what I have more problem with is the fact that whenever blood travels that far, you're going to lose a lot of oxygen and a lot of other interesting things along that far of a journey. Maybe, and this is I don't know that I've ever anybody's thought this. At least I've never read it. Maybe they had more than one heart. You know what I'm saying?
Like worms.
Exactly. Like for something that long, you're going to have a different type of pump needed. For like how our circulatory system branches out a lot,
yeah,
and comes right back. For that far, you're going to need a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Multiple hearts could do it. Think about whales, though, for instance.
But wouldn't they would need like thicker veins and arteries to carry that blood at that sort of pressure without blowing the veins and arteries that sort of.
As long as it's thicker, you don't need any more pressure. Same amount of pressure, more delivered.
It would have to be.
I mean,
thicker.
The walls.
You're
of
a dinosaur.
The walls of your veins.
I don't know. I just think this seems like some more of the same bullshit about comparing elephants to dinosaurs. Now you're comparing giraffes to dinosaurs.
Okay, hang on now. What about, I already talked about that. How about, so the laws of physics relating to flight. These giant
pterosaurs, right?
Pterodactyls and pterosaurs could not have possibly flown because their wingspan would have needed to have been far, far larger in order to support their massive weight. It simply wasn't possible. Whoever invented the giant pterosaur clearly wasn't familiar with the laws of physics and flight. It had something to do with the fact that humans fully didn't understand principles surrounding flight until the early 1900s. When you're making up a mythological creature, it can be difficult to fit within the laws of physics when you don't even know them yet. What do you say to that? Do you think that
there are some giant winged birds that did not fly from back in those days? That's true.
I got to ask you guys this, though. That bird in Alton, where the Indians...
Pisaw bird?
Yeah, the Indians drew this, has no compatible
thing totally
with
fake.
The dinosaurs.
No, yeah, it's nothing
it's
at all.
It's fake.
Because it was from like a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, fake. But they're saying that was
face
a
of
bird
a
that attacked the Indian tribe, and they shot it with a big spear. Anyway... It doesn't even look like anything that would look like a dinosaur.
Well, it's got deer antlers. It's got hawk's feet. It's got a lion's face.
I forgot about the deer
antlers. Yeah, it's got all kinds of weird stuff. It's
it's made up for sure. It's a mythological creature, cryptid.
Yep, totally.
Just a local cryptid, not like the chupacabra or Bigfoot or anything, but local. That's what that is, pretty much.
Why would they go through that length of work to put this on
think
the
about
side
this.
Of a cliff.
You're a set of Indians in a time where all Indians, sorry, Native Americans, let's get that right. let's get PC. I'm going to get pussified. Oh, quick little thing. We got a lot of shit for calling the episode last week the pussification of America. People took, I guess, issue with using the word pussifications because pussies aren't weak objects. A lot of women are in trouble with it. It was supposed to be a play on the words of the word pacification.
Yeah, we got some emails and messages about it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be going from pacification of America to the pussification of America, but that didn't really shine through. It was just a play on words, people. We weren't trying to get on any, we weren't trying to make any kind of sexist
some
remarks.
People weren't happy, though.
I mean, you're going to get that with Armand. We love the guy. He's a little bit of a sexist maniac, but we love him.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was not meant to be that way. It was pacification of America. It just moved over. Sorry, back with what you were saying.
No, actually, I wanted to hear what you guys were saying about that bird there. You guys were saying that...
So back in those days, Native Americans, very superstitious. Say you want to keep people out of your territory. You invent a monster that nobody wants to contend with. You're not going to go into the area of the Piasaw bird.
No shit, yeah.
That's my theory anyway.
Well, that even freaked me out as a little kid when my parents drove
here.
Me by and I'd be like... Wow, this fucking water. There's something in that. And they just don't know where it's at.
There's something about those bluffs. You drive down the river road near Alton, Illinois, between Alton and Grafton. What it is about 20 miles of river road right next to, like, four lanes of traffic right next to the Mississippi River, some of the widest part of the Mississippi, too. And on these bluffs, these 150, 200-foot tall...
Beautiful, by the way.
Rock bluffs.
North to the north is the rocks, to the south is the river.
Right. Is a painting of this crazy creature. The Piasaw bird, and we've talked about this in one of our cryptozoology episodes. Long story short, it's just a local tourism attraction, and there's the whole story of the Illini Indians and the chief who eventually shot down it with a bow and arrow and killed it and it fell into the river. But I think it could have well been a warning device, or not a warning device, a device to scare away enemies, keep people out of your territory.
I think that's a great call.
Could be.
I really do. Because that would explain then... Hey, man, we got this fucking bird that'll just chop up anyone that comes into our territory to hunt. It fends off against hunters coming in that area.
Yeah. Makes your whole territory now even more dangerous than just your people being there to kill
him. He only likes us. We worship him.
Or even, like, maybe only the crazy Illini would dare live there.
Yeah.
They, not only are they have to deal with the fucking Piasar bird, the Eli and I are that tough for living there.
Yeah,
that
they makes can them deal look with good. It.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Another thing they had was radiocarbon dating, also known as carbon-14 dating. Can I date back longer
people
than
40,000
years?
I disagree with that. I don't know the science, but I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to say everything this guy says here is bullshit because he's an idiot, but keep going.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it at that. Dinosaurs did not exist in
mythology.
Hashtag
Team Eric.
Dinosaurs did not exist in mythology or any culture before the 1800s.
Oh, come on. Chinese didn't have dragons before the 1800s?
Is a dragon? I mean, I didn't know it was a
come
dinosaur.
Come on, no dragon.
What's the difference? I mean, a dragon and a dinosaur, it's just a thing, you know what I mean? It's just
what
it's a
dinosaur
giant,
would a dragon be?
It kind of looks like a mix between like a brontosaurus and a tyrannosaurus, you know what I mean? They all have that same
yeah, it had that
look.
Armor and
tell me Godzilla.
The beard.
Which is pretty much the king is like a dragon. He doesn't look like a fucking dinosaur, right?
Well, he got like an elongated mouth for, I don't know.
You get my point.
Yeah.
They're very dinosaur-like.
Yeah, so dragons are your check to the dinosaurs not existing in mythology. And
I would
culture.
Say plenty of cultures probably found dinosaur bones that thought they had to have been from a dragon or something like that. But until you got people finding entire skeletons, which they have found plenty of entire skeletons. I know you were saying earlier that they pieced together some of this. They found plenty of entire skeletons together. Have you not seen pictures of entire dinosaurs in the dirt where they've brushed off all the dirt and it's like an entire raptor? Like tail and all, just every bone in order.
That's probably Photoshop, but
I've seen that.
Yeah, I mean it's a good Photoshop. It's around.
Also, I'm saying is they probably didn't find it often, and it's just bones for that matter. If you're just like you don't know to look for it, you're not going to keep. It's just like it could be dog bones, old horse bones. Unless you know exactly what you're looking for, and it is your job to look for something weird in bones, you're not going to put two and two together. There's something called dinosaurs, or not that it's called dinosaurs. An ancient beast like the dinosaur existed. Just didn't the science didn't exist back then. Huh. People didn't care.
Yeah. Do you care?
Do I care now? No, personally I don't.
Do you don't care if dinosaurs existed or not?
It has no bearing on me today or tomorrow, no.
Would it matter if they lied to you and perpetuated a false thing in school?
I'd be bummed out if I found out somehow they had lied to me and dinosaurs were not real. Yeah, that'd make me a lot more mad just to the fact that there isn't dinosaurs. They lied to me and made me fucking an asshole for
right,
all these
that's,
years.
Yeah, they that's made what an asshole me. Out of you. Yeah.
I can deal with the fact there ain't dinosaurs. I can't deal with the fact I've been lied to. And then I went out and as an evangelical and you know spread the story that dinosaurs are real. Now you've made me your dumb asshole who goes out and says that would piss me off. But just saying, let's keep it moving. Let's get past dinosaurs. They exist. You're crazy.
They exist. You're nuts.
If you want to look into it, people look for this article. It's on thetechreader.com. He's got 10 reasons why dinosaurs probably weren't real.
Pretty well, I'll tell you what, though, one last thought on this for me is I never knew that they were fucking replica bones or whatever. That really pisses me off because all this time I've been walking into these things going, wow, look, that's a hard fucking labor finding each fucking bone of this damn 20-foot looking whatever the hell it is with the short arms that he can't even reach his cock.
Yeah, I'd be I mean, it's got to be fake. Every
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed. If I can't touch myself, I'd be pissed.
I would be too.
So what do we got there next, Everett, that I have on the list?
You had the Apollo 15 astronaut says that humans are the descendants of ancient aliens.
Yes. This was a very good one. He's big into the Sumerian text and the clay tablets and everything. I'm forgetting his name right now, but I'm looking it up right now. Al Warden. So he was actually the longest man in space.
In space.
He flew around the moon in orbit for like six straight days after their mission up and their return mission. So he was the longest
isolated.
Man.
Yeah, he was one of the most. He was the most isolated man in human history, having been around the moon by himself for all that time.
And he's coming out on BBC. Well, actually, Good Morning Britain, but yeah, it's on the BBC network. And he said that we're actually descendants of ancient aliens. Humans are. This is an astronaut.
I like to go to the
24 people that have been to the moon. One of the 24 people that have been to the moon says that.
I like to go to this astronaut thing for a second. I was at the Science Center. I seen this fucking little capsule. It can't be any bigger than you, between you and me right here.
Uh-huh.
It's that small, and it's such a tight fit. I don't know how the fuck anyone could fucking not lose their mind sitting in that with a whole suit on and not move.
Takes a special person.
What about
for
people who were in the original submarines? There's no difference.
Oh, come on. They had a little bit more room than that.
No. No, not really at all. Even the ones they use these days, like what James Cameron went down the Challenger Deep down in the bottom of the Marianas Trench, is way smaller than what the original capsules were for like Apollo 13. Maybe not way smaller, but smaller.
I was going to say that the original capsule that those two dudes went down into the very bottom of the Marianas Trench with was they were like two dudes on a bench with a fucking glass window, like 20 inches thick glass, and it was a pod. I mean, it was fucking small.
Damn.
Yeah, and the glass broke. The glass broke.
Cracked
like,
anyway, yeah.
Well, yeah, it cracked like, I don't know, what'd they say? They went down 20 more minutes before they hit the bottom when the glass cracked. The glass cracked, and they still kept going down for 20 minutes to hit
Jesus
the bottom.
Jesus Christ.
You fucking balls on those guys. Yeah, I mean, the pressure under there is so amazing. Like, if it would have just come rushing in, they'd have been dead, like, instantly.
Oh, yeah, they would have been turned into, like, balls of gloop about the size of a basketball.
Yeah, they'd have been fucked.
I mean, how the fuck they raise their hand to say, yeah, I want to do this. We're going to put you in a fucking rocket. You know, like a rocket launcher?
It's mm-hmm. Adventure Spirit, man.
And we're going to just shoot you up as high as we can till you enter space. And then somehow you're going to fucking find your way by the moon. I mean.
Let me throw this out at you. What was going on in the 60s? What was that the start of? 50s, 60s?
Hippie movement.
Even more worldwide.
Jazz. No, I mean.
Cold War.
Cold War, yeah, that's what
there
I was
the start
next.
Of a space race between America and the USSR, the evil red commies over there.
Yeah,
and there was
Soviet
a
Union.
There
yeah.
was a lot of what do they call it? Starts with a P. Whenever you try to get people
propaganda,
propaganda at the time during that space race, making it a really romantic idea to be one of the heroes of America to make it to space. We got to get up there. We got to beat those commies.
Beat
and,
the
and
Russians.
And after that happened, that's all it took. It started the entire space program, and from that point on, people wanted to be the hero of being the astronaut. And the adventurous people will be like, yes, I will sign up right now to get in your little capsule and go out there and be better than a Russian.
Hey, yeah, remember this? If I die. Remember this? The flag?
No.
The American flag that was waving like this on the moon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where's the wind at?
And where the fuck was the wind?
I don't know. Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, he said he filmed it all in Hollywood.
Yeah, wow. Full of shit.
Shoal of fit, hang. But anyways, though, the Al Warden talking about us,
Here's this quote. When asked about aliens, he says, we are the aliens, but we just think they are somebody else. We are the ones who came from somewhere else because somebody else had to survive, and they got into a little spacecraft, and they came here and landed, and they started a civilization here. And if you don't believe me, go get books on ancient Sumerians and see what they had to say. They'll tell you right up front.
Ancient Sumerians, though, they're the ones that, like, have the first...
little airplane.
Basic thing, civilization. Yeah. No, I mean...
Well, they're
like,
toy, I mean.
They came from the Stone Age, almost, to having, like, a society, almost. You know what I mean? Like, they had food, they had groups of people. Like, it was the first one. It's like, 6,000 years ago. You know what I mean? It's the first, like, group of fucking people.
So, have you ever heard of the ancient Sumerian king list? This is in your article. I hadn't heard of it before, and I didn't do too much looking into it.
King what?
The ancient Sumerian king list. It is a listing of all the kings who have ruled over Earth for a total of 241,200 years.
I have heard this.
Since the original kingship had descended from heaven. So 241,000 years worth of kings are described in this list.
Wow.
Yeah. It goes on to say, this ancient list is written in ancient Sumerian, lists numerous generations of kings that ruled over ancient Sumer, detailing their length and location of kingships. But mainstream scholars believe not everything written down in the Sumerian kings list is real, saying that the Sumerian kings list is a mixture of prehistorical and mythological accounts which speak of gods that ruled over the land and joined implausibly lengthy reigns. I mean, who knows?
So it's written down. Very first people ever, civilization.
If it's written down, though,
it's
from
like
that
internet,
era,
man.
How can we not say that's real?
Well, it's like saying, like, if it's like 200 years from now, somebody comes back and looks at a snapshot of the internet from these days.
We're not talking about Pepe hands here, Everett. We're talking about motherfuckers describe their everyday life on
so
these
some
same
asshole
tablets,
got bored.
On these same tablets
right.
that they describe these kings that lived for fucking thousands of years.
Right on.
The same tablets
you
that they're talking
fiction?
About irrigation in their town. This is how you do it.
Okay, say that it's 500 years from now and somebody finds a copy of Tom Sawyer. They might think that's a historical account.
That does sound like a historical account, though.
My point is this. Why wouldn't somebody back then do a fiction accounting of this ancient
Sumerian
kings list?
Because, man, they didn't have fiction back then.
Bullshit, like they didn't have fiction or people doing small little plays. Like, this is since the beginning of man.
This isn't 2,000 years ago in Rome. This is 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, with the story Odyssey, with Homer made.
Right.
I mean, that's still based on, in his mind... That was real shit back then.
Right.
I mean, it's not fiction, though.
To him, it was, Homer wrote that several hundred years after the Odyssey had happened, after Ulysses or Odysseus, right. whatever you want to call him, did his 20-year journey.
Right, but it was based on that journey.
Right, which had other people had described that story before and written it down. It's just Homer's is the most famous of it.
Yeah.
But it could be the same thing. It could be a fictional work or an appendix to an official work, or like somebody made a story about the kings of, you know, Sumeria, and they made this giant list to go along with it. Yeah, this is the official list to go along with it. Not that they had printed books back then or anything. But my point is this. It could be anything.
It could be.
It's not likely to be real.
Okay. Well, at least we're talking about it. So you done with the Apollo 15 astronaut?
Yeah, I think he's full of shit too.
Okay,
I think everyone's full of shit, but that's why I think he's full of shit.
Yeah, I can believe that. I don't believe he's full of shit. I believe that you think everyone's full of shit. And the next thing is something pretty fucking nutty that I found. Sony patents an eye camera. What do you think about that? They have a camera that's like a contact lens that can go into your eye, and you can fucking click, and fucking click. And fucking take pictures, and then you can read. They have a broadcast screen on that contact that you can re-see the pictures that you took.
Well, I don't doubt that at all. I mean,
it's fucking crazy.
And Russia,
they've patented it.
You got to check this out. Russia's come out with this one soldier that he wears this outfit. Mm-hmm. It is exactly the video games that you guys are describing and that you guys play. They're in that outfit.
I have 100%. The only problem that's holding that suit back is that they cannot find a power source. They cannot find a place to put the power source for it that's compact and not corruptible enough. Like, they don't want to put it somewhere where it can get shot by a bullet and blow you up. Mm-hmm. So that they're trying to figure out the power source for it right now, like where to locate it, how to you know, make it run throughout the suit. They're not sure on the power source yet. They can hook it with wires to a fucking computer and get it off up and going and everything, and it's a fucking great invention, but they can't.
Is it great though?
It's not plausible. Well, I mean, great if you're a soldier. Fuck, I mean,
I don't want to have to take that on.
I don't want shrapnel in my ass either if I'm a soldier from a grenade blowing up 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, but that
if you're a soldier,
right? I'm just saying though, it looked like that armor could withstand a lot. And it makes them run long.
It's basically Iron Man exoskeleton style shit.
Dude, it's crazy. Did you look it up?
Yeah, it's a real thing. They're just basically exoskeletons, assist skeletons. They use them right now for stuff like loading, like big containers and whatnot.
No, this looks like a real intimidating one of those.
More like an Iron Man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just look that up. It's the first. It's the first one the Russians made. It's
really
the only one, and it looks intimidating.
Like ODST. Just think ODST.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It actually reminds me of one of the Fortnite skins.
No, it's ODST, dude.
Yeah, kind of. Not that mask so much, but close. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to look into the tech of this. What do you know more about that?
Just that it's like bullet resistant. It has a heads-up display. It's everything that you want.
Run like 45 miles an hour, I heard.
Yeah, you can run longer.
So it's assisted as well.
Yeah, it's definitely assisted. Definitely assisted.
Interesting.
Ashley Pelroy asks, what do you think about Alex Jones having a transgender porn tab on his
Did you see that?
Phone show during that interview? Yeah, I don't care.
I thought it was kind of funny. I don't care either.
He's a hypocrite because if he's always like, fucking lesbians and butches.
I just find it funny he's doing that on his phone and then doesn't think to keep his, you know, recent tabs or his...
Yeah, if anything, we should be saying, what a fucking idiot. Not kink shaming the guy, but what a moron. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what he does.
Porn.
But you fucking moron, get your shit together.
Yeah. All right, we got about 10 more minutes here.
By the way, permanently banned from Twitter. Permanently.
Permanently banned now from Twitter? I didn't hear about that. What for?
From Twitter. Violating TOS, from what I understand. Right.
From the thing with the whole...
I guess, but he's been... Not Twitter. I'm sorry.
I heard Twitter.
Was it Twitter?
He got kicked off for a week from Twitter. I knew that.
No, forever.
Forever, yeah. I'm pretty sure the ban was forever.
Yeah.
I'm checking right now.
Look at the date of that top article if you see it.
Yep, he's permanently suspended from Twitter. Wow. Gizmodo, I'm looking at an article right now. Today we permanently suspended at Real Alex Jones and at InfoWars from Twitter and Periscope. We took this action based on new reports of tweets and videos posted yesterday that violate our abusive behavior policy, in addition to the account's past violations. So apparently he did some more shit and they were like, you know what?
Did you see him all over Marco Rubio?
I did.
Fucking asshole. Like, they're trying to ask Marco Rubio legit questions and shit, and he's just like, InfoWars.com,
You know, the snake over here, he's not going to fucking answer your questions.
Who are you?
Alex Jones.
No, no, he's Rubio goes, I don't even know
you. Know who I am. Infowars.com. Millions, tens of millions of views. You know me.
Now he's acting like he doesn't know me.
Yeah, fucking
he's
snake.
Like, what are you going to do, get me arrested? And, he's like, no, frat boy. Myself.
Frat boy.
Yeah, he called him a frat boy. Alex Jones never gets old. His shit's hilarious, man.
Boy, that was. I felt so embarrassed watching that.
I know. He's such a loud motherfucking interruptive person. You know what I mean? Like, shut the fuck up. Wait your turn. I get it. You want to say something, but wait.
Rubio's like, do I know you? And he's like, yeah, you know me. You know me. Yeah, you don't even have to ask him that. He knows me.
Yeah. And you know what? And honestly, on that, I believe Alex Jones. You know Marco Rubio knew who the fuck he was.
Totally.
100% knew who Alex Jones was. That's awesome, though.
All right, let's move on. We got a couple more minutes. Detective published his book exposing high-level government pedophile ring. Shot in the head days later. This is another one of the ones you sent me. So the book is The Lost Boys of Bird Island, a shocking expose from within the heart of the, what's that say, NP government?
He also told his wife and mother for weeks before that I'm not killing myself. There are going to be people after me. And if I turn up, just know I didn't kill myself. And then he publishes the book a couple days later, shot in the head.
So I just want to make sure that you know this isn't about a guy talking about an American government pedophile ring. This takes place in South Africa.
Doesn't matter. I'm
just making sure you know.
I mean, yeah, but it's government pedophile ring.
And he
exposed
shot it,
shot in the head days later.
It's not really. I mean, you hear a lot of bad stories about South Africa and their corruption and their government. Yeah. They're a traditionally super racist society. I don't know if you know that. They hate black people in South Africa.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's reversing now, man.
No, that's true. No, South Africa is mostly
reversing now. Let me tell you right now that these farmers in South Africa, they're getting killed left and right, and they've had that land for over 400 years. And now they're taking these lands back, or they're taking these
Who are the
lands.
Indigenous?
The new government of South Africa, it's a big deal right now. The farmers are arming. They're like, we don't know what the fuck we're going to do. This has been in our family for 400 years. And now they're making them give the land back. They're killing or whatever. We're taking the land back. Plus, you're going to have to pay us money, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Talk about getting fucked right there. That's terrible.
400 years is a lot longer than this country.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're about 230, 240, something like that.
I mean, 240. Think about that. That's my land.
Eminent domain, I guess. Government needs it.
No, that's you're fucking the farmers, though.
Just making a joke.
But when you do that to the farmers, that's going
to
ruin the agriculture.
You didn't hear about the Bundy Ranch where the government came and tried to take all of his they even shot some of his cows, and they're gonna come and take his land over this cows free grazing on government property, and him and like fucking 60 other cowboys mounted on horses with guns and with the AR-15s and was like, you're not coming into our farm and taking our lands and killing our cows. You're not. And they've effectively held back a huge government force, and it was like 2014 this happened. It was the assault on Bundy Ranch. The fucking government left.
They left?
They left.
Good.
They didn't want, everybody was recording, they didn't want that public incident on their hands of killing these fucking farmers over nothing. These farmers were protecting their lands. So, yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Whatever happened to that shit up in, was it Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Alaska? I mean, that whole pipe.
Oregon, I think, right?
That pipe, the Indian, the Native
tribe. Trump approved it.
Oh, so that's the end of that.
Though. Yep. Trump approved that. The pipeline from...
You don't even hear about that anymore.
The Keystone Pipeline. It was...
You hear about that ever?
No,
it's over.
Trump approved it, man.
It's over. Yeah. They made the pipeline.
Yep, they made it.
Wow.
Fuck the Native Americans. Fuck you guys. They made it. But what do we got next, man? Area 51 puts out an ad for a pilot.
It's kind of a misnomer, but...
It's clickbait, but it's, you know...
This is a Daily Mail article you found. It's about a secretive government airline who put out a job ad on it's such a weird article. A website called ACOM. ACOM is a government services contracting type of website.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is there's this, apparently, is a airline called Janet Airlines that operates out of McCarran, which is Las Vegas.
Well, it's true. This is the airline that flies the employees to the Air Force base, which is Area 51.
Right.
I mean, they don't fly commercial. This is their own private terminal at McLean.
I mean, again, that's what they say this is. The planes themselves are white planes with a big red stripe on the side of them. Now, what the story says is they had posted and then later took down an ad looking for pilots who have commercial experience over the past 5 years, having flown 300 hours or more, something along the lines.
Yeah, 3,000 hours fixed-wing, flying 300 of them within the past 5 years.
What I find weird about that is why hire outside of military for that? You know what I mean?
I mean, ex-military. I don't know.
No, I mean, why wouldn't
you just say it was a government
site? If it's that secret.
Didn't you just say it was a government site? They are hiring military and personnel that are involved in this.
But why put it out there as a hiring site? If it's in the military, if you're active military, you don't need to go to a job board. You look inside.
Can we get on that job board?
No.
Okay, then they didn't put it out there. Someone that can get on that job board put this out there.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if we had their, you know, we knew the people we can get on there. But my point is this. Why is there a job posting for something like that? Why would they have job postings?
Maybe the last guy shot himself in the head.
I don't know. That's not my point, man. What I'm saying is the necessity for job postings for that sort of thing. Why is it necessary to post a job for
You're
a
saying keep
like
it in house.
So exactly. What, recruit, go spend thousands of dollars flying across the country and days.
No,
and
you're in the military. You have the database. You know who works for you. Look who your pilots are, who's available, what their past fucking charges were, what they've done. You know, like what their responsibilities have been. Can they keep their mouth shut? Look at their reports. They've got the biggest database for personnel that are qualified like that anywhere, right at their fingertips. My point is, why put a job ad out for it?
So you don't think this is you think this is fake news?
Well, why would they put something out and then recant it hours later?
Well, let's answer the question. You think it's fake news?
I think it is.
So you think DailyMail.com is perpetuating fake news?
Yes, they are.
I just thought of this. What you just said might be that they want someone from the outside looking at this a little differently than people on the inside. Because if I'm looking at him and I may be friends or he may be friends with him, there's too much in the military that there's too many allies, too many mouths that could go back and forth. But if you bring in an outsider, it's going to be one way of having it done.
It's probably easier to control somebody like that too. That isn't in the military, you know. Or maybe the pilot's like knows the people that are on the plane going back and forth. Couple generals, buddies. He served.
I mean,
with
civilian contractors are not a new thing.
No. So you know what I mean? Well, you're the one saying that this is fake.
But what I'm saying is, for this specific type of position, for something as secretive as Area 51, why in the fuck do they immediately? Why would they ever go out and just say, "Hey, I'm going to throw a job posting up for this"?
Well, it's not like they put it on Craigslist, Everett.
It is like they put it on Craigslist.
It does not. No, it says on a fucking, what did it say? A private, like, what?
Yeah. I'll find it.
Yeah, you find it.
Earlier this year, ad was placed on the AECOM website for a member of cabin crew to work on the airline. There's another link for AECOM here somewhere. A private defense contractor that operates the service. So they
private.
That means they are not government. They're private.
Right.
And they're a defense contractor. So what they're looking for is people. They're contracted by the government, I guess, to fill these types of roles. My point is, why would the government even go to this defense contractor to get somebody non-military? It just doesn't make sense for something as.
Well, you read right there. They're doing it. They're using AECOM.
So says this fucking thing.
So Daily Mail's fake news then.
Yeah, I think so. Huh. I'm thinking this. I can see it for certain things, but if
Snopes
you're talking
it
aliens.
Real quick. Snopes it real quick.
I'm not going to Snopes it. I don't got time for that.
Okay.
I don't know. It just seems like bullshit.
Somebody Snopes it and let us know. All right. But Everett is right. They. Does she say 100% recruit civilians and why? They do recruit. What? I can't read what she said.
She says, I'm right. They do recruit civilians and why? Or I am right. But she says they do actually recruit civilians. But why do they recruit? That's exactly what I'm saying. I just said they do recruit civilians. That's not a.
So the article could be. It could be real. This posting could be real.
It could be. But I don't know why. It's a specific position for something Area 51 related. And my point is they would never put even a semi-public job out for that. It just makes no sense. Makes no sense. If it's Area 51 and it truly is that, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I did see a job app for
he makes a good point right there.
Go ahead.
Read it, Everett, the bottom comment.
He says, and let's get the context afterwards, it doesn't matter how private they advertise, but they know there is always a risk of a page being shared. If they wanted to keep this private, they would have done that. Exactly. It's. I don't think it's them.
That's why I said that guy's with you on this.
Yeah, I mean, it could explain why it was taken down so quickly, because it was bullshit. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
What's so special about 51 anyway?
Area 51 is where all the alien tech supposedly is.
Well, it's new technology that the government's working on, and it's such an open and out area that if they're trying to, that's where the Blackbird or what was it, our first
SR-71.
Yeah, the anti-stealth fucking planes that we developed here in America. That's where it happened. Yeah, the ones that you can't be read on radar and shit by. They did them there, and they did them under such secrecy, you can't even fly over that place because they don't want people knowing what they're developing there. You know what I mean?
It's still fucking like that,
though. Yeah, hell yeah. That's where they develop all of our good shit at. That's where we get our good shit at is Area 51, fucking Velcro, Tang, you know.
Velcro, Tang.
Wow.
No. That's NASA.
All right, I got one more thing on the list that I want to get through, and we're going to go ahead and end the show. But do you remember back in 2014 when the movie The Interview came out?
Yes, James Franco. Seth Rogen about interviewing the Korean dictator, right?
Kim Jong-un.
Interview, yeah.
And remember there was a giant backlash from North Korea. They were pissed about it.
Of course, yeah.
And there was a hacking that went down. Sony themselves were hacked during all this. Well, they finally caught the hacker that did that, and he was working for North Korea. His name was Park Jin-hyuk.
Wait, say it again.
Park Jin-hyuk.
I didn't get it. Give it to me again.
F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. So here's a quote from this from the Treasury Department who actually found this guy. He's a 34-year-old guy. He says, Park Jin-hyuk is a part of the conspiracy responsible for conducting, among others, the February 2016 cyber-enabled fraudulent transfer of $81 million from the Bangladesh Bank. The ransomware used in the May 2017 WannaCry 2.0 cyber attack. Do you guys remember WannaCry? It was just a huge, big old fucking thing that went out, like a virus type of thing.
Is that the fappening?
No. Oh. And the November 2014 cyber attack on the Sony Pictures Entertainment Studios, it added. So he was involved in all sorts of shit.
I wonder if they knew about, like, early fucking, oh, no, Sony wasn't bought by Marvel or Disney yet then. They were still operating as their own entity. As far as, never mind. Go ahead. I'm thinking,
who arrested him? Was it a country?
No, it was the U.S. Treasury Department that figured this out. So here, going on, they say there is evidence to indicate that we have seen destructive activity with malicious intent that was initiated by a sophisticated attacker. The then White House practitioner Josh Earnest said, and is being treated by those investigative agencies, both at the FBI and the Department of Justice, as seriously as you would suspect. They go on to say that they found the fingerprints in some of the software they found. Like when we talked about the episode where we talked about the CIA hacking tools, the Vault 7 episode.
Yeah.
They found all the little fingerprints in there that make it seem like this is, the little programs that were left inside the servers. They had North Korean fingerprints pretty much on them. And they tracked it down to this guy.
Yeah, but didn't we also learn in that Vault 7 episode that the CIA was good enough to do these hackings and put the fingerprints of other countries on
them? That's the problem
with
it. What was it a couple weeks ago? Where,
dude, they do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there was a couple weeks ago there was a story about that. Basically came out that the CIA, it was about Russia.
The Russian voting thing.
It's hard to say that Russia did that for the simple fact that we are experts in the CIA of making it look like Russia did it.
Yeah, no, like we have the technology. It came out in WikiLeaks that we can hack people and make it look like other, because like of their
We know their techniques so well that we can basically mimic their techniques and make it look like they did it.
Yeah,
there's no question.
So a lot of people with this, the Russians hacked the election. Do you put it past our government or maybe the CIA to do this to cause dissent, to split the nation in half? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And perpetuate a big lie like this, or even do it and it's not a lie that the Russians didn't hack it. We fucking hacked ourselves and then released the shit to just cause just like the fucking biggest uproar ever in Trump in Russia. You know what I mean? There could be an endgame here that I don't know about.
Dude, I'm still trying to get over this finding the chemical weapon that brought us into Iraq, The
weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah,
Iraq.
I mean,
they got weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, and the guy's going, "Fuck you! I don't have anything. Yeah. Go check my shit." And he's like, "No, you got it. You got it."
He gave it to Syria.
My camel saddlebags have nothing in them.
He gave it to Syria, so didn't he?
No, Syria don't. Anyway, that's it.
Oh shit!
All right, guys. Interesting show today for sure. Thanks for just stopping by, Ocho Man.
I had my show. I enjoyed it.
As we're doing it during the week, this type of shit's probably going to happen a lot more.
We talked about something real interesting on the Ocho Man behind the eight ball show was the DMT. They're making it to where, or what? Remember what we talked about? How like DMT releases the chemical that the gland in your brain releases at the time of death.
Death, right?
Yeah. So can you explain that better, just to make sure that he gets what I was talking about? No, you know what I mean. So like when DMT, people are like, "Oh, I had a spiritual experience. I saw God and whatnot." And sure. A lot of people link that the same as like when you're at a near death experience, you see the light. You know, you're moving on. So your brain releases that same chemical that DMT gives you. So it's like good guy brain trying to help you through dying. Didn't we decide this? We talked about this on an episode.
Yeah, what we pretty much came to the conclusion was it's your brain trying to cope with death.
Mm. There we go.
It's creating an environment that it can handle while it's shutting down.
Yeah, but that also goes up against the religious belief that, hey, you know what? That was a spiritual thing, not a chemist.
Yes, it does.
What's that?
Yes, it does go against that.
Yeah, so you know what? It's hard for me to intake that.
I understand.
If I'm hoping that there is a heaven and all that.
It's not, though. I'm an atheist. I'm not sad about that or shy about it.
No.
But at the same time, I sincerely hope that there is a God and there is an afterlife, and it follows the rules that Christians and other, you know, good, so to speak, religions have. But I can't rely on it. I find more faith in science that my brain is trying to help it cope with itself, that it's shutting down, that a chemical would give me some sort of easing into that time of
You see, I want to keep moving on after that.
I wish that I could believe that is a higher power.
Right,
or some
it's
other
up
plane.
To you. I'm not the type of guy.
I'll take it even one step further than Everett. Upon new evidence, I'll be the first one to get down on my knees and praise that Lord right in front of me and to Almighty to the throne. Once I'm shown that, I mean, I'm not just saying, like, I'm not willing to change my mind upon new evidence. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'd be the first one on my knees. I'll get a haircut. I'll be an altar boy. I'll do the whole fucking nine, man. You just got to show up, appear to me right here, and you know, and
it's never
going to
happen.
That's all it's going to say. Okay,
not for the fact that he doesn't exist. I'm not saying that's why. Because of the dogma of religion, if you listen to what Christianity says or Catholicism or any of them, that God cannot exist with proof of his existence. Because proof begets faith, and without faith there is no God. So with proof there is no need for faith, and without faith there is no God. So the rules of religion there, you can never have proof of God.
I want to get stoned with faith. You.
We've did that many times.
I want to get
baked
with you.
Wasn't that earlier?
Yeah, I was going to say, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for showing up on YouTube. Thanks for downloading the show. Come Monday, I guess, whenever we release this.
Hey, what's this new buzz that I hear about something called Yo Radio or something? Have you heard about that? I don't know exactly what's going on with it. Maybe you
can check out YoRadio.com. Yo Radio is another one of our businesses here in the building that we're pretty proud of. It's an online radio streaming platform. We've got right now, I think, 20, 25 stations blasting out anything from 60s, 70s, 80s rock to reggae, to a jazz station, to news, every type of genre you can think of. It's programmed by basically us and all the guys we work with here in the office. It's great.
Yeah.
Little product. So
free app on
YoRadio.com.
Free app on the store.
It's free for Apple. It's free for Android.
And it's just not music either. I mean, they're going to
podcast stations. Yeah, exactly right. The lineup, which is a station on there, is filled with our podcasts. Not just our podcast, but all the podcasts.
But all the podcast lineup. So if you want to get more of Ocho and get more of Big E on Three Horsemen and more of me on a couple different things, then you might want to hit the lineup. Lineup station.
Exactly right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We will catch you next time.
Set, give it a comment. We are, come on.
We are out of here.
There it is.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.